Oh, and welcome to God's Word. Today we're going to start off with the Valley of Dry Bones that are found in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign alone, you alone know. Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone and we are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord." The Lord can still breathe life into dry bones. Today, dry bones would represent someone who does not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The Lord tells us that He is coming like a thief in the night, but also tells us that He is not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. In its simplest form, repentance is the turning our lives away from Satan and giving ourselves fully over to Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 18. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 18. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destructions of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking of them of these matters. His letter contains some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures, to their destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from your secure position. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. So, why? Why should we come to repentance? Why should we decide to love three beings that we cannot see, touch, smell, or hear? John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Unless you live in the cave, you have probably seen or heard this verse. This verse leaves us with questions, though. Who is God? To answer this, let us start at the beginning. The beginning being Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. The first verse of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Big Bang Theory was God working hard. Matter came together not because of a miracle of chemistry, but because God wanted it to happen. I've always had a problem with the Big Bang Theory. Here it is. Even with the Big Bang Theory, how was the original matter created? The matter that blew up and created Earth, how was it created? It still comes back. There's only one answer. It had to be God. So both answers end up with God at the beginning. God has loved and taken care of his creation and of us for over 6,000 years. We need to remember that sometimes God had to punish and even kill people for the greater good. You are here because of a few people God loved. Adam and Eve. The first created man and the first created woman. But only 8 of their offspring, descendants, lived. Those were Noah and his family. Noah's family of 8 were the only survivors of the great flood. God has promised he will never flood the entire earth again. But God's plan was carried out through Noah and the 8 members, including him, of his family. God has a plan, but we do not know all of it. Remember what we read also? It said God has a different concept of time than we do. 1,000 years is a day is 1,000 years. Remember, God has a different concept of death than we do. Death to us is physical. You die, and you're put in the ground, cremated, whatever. To God, physical death is of the world here on earth. When God talks about death, he is worried about our eternal life, which will be in heaven, or our eternal death, which will be in hell. Number two, who is Jesus? Number one, to answer that, Jesus very clearly is God's one and only Son. We read that earlier. The person, Jesus, the person is whose physical death provided us the opportunity to not perish but have eternal life. So the next question might be, how is perish defined? Perish to us, as I said earlier, is physical. To God, perishing is about our eternal life in heaven or our eternal death in hell. We have a different concept of what death, time, God's message is for us. We do not fully understand and cannot fully understand the ways that God works. We will not be able to understand that until we get to heaven. What is eternal life? Life as we know it is very short. Under 100 years, usually. But eternal life has already been around for over 6,000 years. Approximately 6,022 years ago, God created the earth. And that will continue forever. Ask a youngster how long it takes to get to age 60. And you probably will get some version of forever or an eternity, something similar to that. They can not comprehend the time frame of 55 or 50 years because they haven't lived that long. We have no way to understand time beyond the years that we have lived. However, God has seen 6,000 plus years after the creation of Earth. Question for you to think about. Was God born and with his first breath created the heavens and the earth? I don't think so. God is eternal. The Bible says so. From the beginning to the end. This message tonight has not even scratched the surface of this subject, but hopefully gives you some faith to believe a few things. God has been there from the start. God will be there to the end. God loves you. Most people don't want to hear this next one, but God will discipline those who need it. Number 5, Jesus died for you and me. Number 6, God is not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Number 7, physical life is not the same as eternal life. And number 8, physical death is not the same as eternal death. As I said, we have just scratched the surface. Please, if you have questions, you can call us 803-834-8074, and we will help you understand what the Bible is saying. We will set up a study with you. Or find a Christian who is teaching the Bible to teach you. Your eternal life is at stake. Don't allow this to be put off, because God said he will come as a thief in the night, put in today's terms. Our next minute is not guaranteed. We do not know how much time we have before we die in our physical life, or before Jesus comes back. We don't know when that will happen. So we need to stop making the excuses. Stop being whatever. Stop putting it off. We need to make the decision to give our lives to Jesus. To make our reservation in heaven. And then to work on paying down the bill by living a righteous life for God. Thank you very much. and you have a great weekend.